To gain visibility and control over your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months from NetSuite by Oracle. Go to netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, April 19th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. One investing strategy that's been consistent among financial advisors for decades is 60-40, a blend of 60% stocks and 40% bonds. That is, until last year.
The market faced a lot of challenges. Stocks suffered, bonds were also down, oil prices were all over the place. And 60-40 strategy was just one of the many things that didn't exactly work last year.
We'll talk to WSJ Markets reporter Hardika Singh after the break.
AMN Healthcare empowers you with total talent solutions to provide the highest quality care. Our single partner approach goes beyond staffing to provide tech-enabled, strategic workforce solutions that build dynamic and successful workplaces. Visit AMNHealthcare.com.
Financial advisors have long recommended a 60-40 approach to investing, 60% in stocks and 40% in bonds. But sharp market declines last year pushed that strategy out the window. Now in 2023, it's back on the table for investors to consider. Wall Street Journal markets reporter Hardika Singh joins us to explain why. So Hardika, with the exception of last year, why has the 60-40 strategy worked so well for investors?
Investors have relied on the 60-40 strategy for decades. Financial advisors across the country tell Americans planning for retirement that it is mostly a surefire way to get steady cash flow. From 1988 to 2022, 35 years, the strategy has earned an average of 9.3% annually. That's a lot.
All right. And so why did that strategy not work in 2022?
The market faced a lot of challenges last year. Very few things worked. Stocks suffered. Bonds were also down. Oil prices were all over the place. And 60-40 strategy was just one of the many things that didn't exactly work last year. It fell because the Federal Reserve was aggressively raising interest rates, and that brought down bonds at the same time as stocks. Those simultaneous, or you can say tandem losses, were really hurtful to the strategy, which depends on 60% of its allocation made in stocks and the other 40% made in bonds. To further put that into numbers, last year, the S&P 500, which is 500 stocks in the U.S., it finished down about 15%, and that includes dividends. And then, in addition to that, bonds, which were supposed to sort of help your portfolio hold up in value a little bit better, they suffered their worst bear market in decades.
All right, so let's focus on 2023. What is it about the market this year that makes the 60-40 strategy attractive again?
It's all about the Fed. Investors are betting now on the Federal Reserve pivoting from their aggressive interest rate campaign and paring back some of their hikes, essentially. And the recent banking crisis has supercharged those bets because people now think we're going to have a recession with tighter lending standards coming into place. A portfolio with 60% of its money invested in U.S. stocks and 40% in the Bloomberg U.S. Aggregate Bond Index has gained 5.9% this year.
But is this a sure thing in 2023? It seems like the Fed is always full of surprises and kind of catches the market by surprise. Plus, we keep hearing that stocks are expensive and might have room to come down. Could that impact the effectiveness of 60-40?
Absolutely. The economy continues to be strong, and the Fed has said so many times that no, we're not going to be like looking at cutting already. We still want to tame inflation, which is why they had started this aggressive interest rate campaign in the first place. And it seems like investors are sort of in a different mindset. They think that the Fed is bluffing. So that's why it feels like there's this disconnect between the two parties, essentially. And stocks, yes, are still very expensive by historical value. So yeah, it seems like we're going to have to wait and see what happens with regards to stocks and bonds, and maybe 60-40 continues to make a comeback this year.
But we've also talked on the show about how more investors are keeping a sizable percentage of their portfolio in cash to take advantage of the strong returns. How would that affect 60-40?
A lot of investors have started going into cash, not just retail, but also institutional. And the main reason behind that is, number one, it's super safe compared to going into stocks, especially if you're worried about greater losses. And then number two is the return. A lot of money market funds right now are giving you 5%. You can easily go to your nearest bank and get a CD and get 5%, which is much safer than investing in stocks and also returning more than bonds at the moment. So as an investor, if you're getting slightly higher than that 5% on your 60-40 strategy, would you really want to take that risk to go out of your cash investment and go into 60-40? Not really. A lot of people will not probably want to do that. They'd want to stick to their cash holdings.
All right. That's markets reporter Hardika Singh. Thanks so much for being with us. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
Discover the extraordinary ideas shaping our future at the Future of Everything Festival, when the Wall Street Journal brings together leaders from business, science, sports, and culture, May 2nd through 4th at Spring Studios in New York City. Register today using code PODCAST to receive 20% off your ticket. Visit wsj.com/FOEF podcast to secure your spot.